Firstly, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Congratulations on your tenure at Boise State, first time in the D1 ranks. What were some of the lessons you learned that you're going to apply here?
I think I surrounded myself. One of the things, when I was at Boise State, and I've known Coach Avalos for a while, he surrounded himself with really good people. You know, we worked long hours. The grind was real over there. But if you're going to be in the office for that long of hours and you're going to have a common bond, which is football and coaching the game of football, you got to be around good people. And honestly, I can say the reason why I took this job is because the three people up here. Now, I've met a lot of great people the last 36 hours I've been here, but they're the reason why I'm here along with my wife.
Can I ask you to elaborate on that? Because 2 years ago when you left Independence, you said, I've been in junior college for 15 years and not getting any younger. Why come back to junior college?
That's a good question right then and there, and I can answer it real fast. And this is what me and my wife went back and forth about right before, you know, I took the job. Everybody has a calling in life. You know, I'll be honest with you, I was offered other jobs and so on at the four-year levels. But I think my calling is me being a junior college product myself is being at the junior college level. I chose to be here at Garden City. I chose to be at the junior college level because that's my mission. I think, you know, whoever you pray to higher above, he put me, placed me here because these kids need me.
And you've spent a couple seasons in the Kansas Jayhawk Conference.
Oh, yeah.
You best, took on it.
Come on, man. Best football, junior college football in the country.
You took on a team that was 2-8, made the meet in 2 the next year. How are you able to have success in this conference?
Change the culture. It's not always about winning, okay? If you win off the field in certain areas, Saturday will take care of itself. You got to bring in the best players in the country. To do that, you got to have the best staff in the country. But the best staff and the best head coach base is going to equal to changing the culture. And that's what we're going to do here at Garden City. And we started yesterday. We're going to change the culture.
You've already talked about you've met some of the guys on the team. Who are some of the guys who stood out to you so far?
Sure, we got some. And, hey, it's kind of crazy because I know I'm bad, horrible with names and someone. But we got a kid right now that I kind of, his film kind of popped because I've already been watching this film. And it's Cameron Upshaw. And so on. And I think, you know, he's back row safety for us. I think he can play multiple positions in the back row. Okay, we got a big offensive lineman that's going to need some mentoring, but he got the size and the frame, you know, and he needs to get kicked in the butt. I tell people all the time, because my phone, nobody really knows yet that I've taken Garden City. Only a couple selected close people. And I was telling my buddy today at BYU, man, I seen the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life at D lineman with Zachariah, you know, here at Garden City. So there's some players here, so it makes me happy.
Coach, welcome to Garden.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Coach, I'd be surprised if they haven't prompted you on this.
Oh,
this
man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I've been around since 1976, so I've been here a while. Yep.
And he's still young.
What's our logo?
Bronc Buster.
Got that one right.
Man, I'm 1-0. Let's go for it.
What are our colors?
Brown and gold.
They prompted you, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
I even bought them the tie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a stickler on pride. I'm a stickler on tradition. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've had discussions about what our colors are. And there's always people that say, well, I can't get brown. That's a bunch of bunk, because we can. We've got it when we need it. Well, there's a lot of high schools around. So I won't buy that philosophy if you come in and they're playing with black and gold or whatever.
I like ask black
why
and
they're not brown.
And brown.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest thing to me is I'm tired of going out and seeing teams take the field and there's no discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's just a statement. If you want to turn that into a question, I'm sure there's an answer in there somewhere of what you're going to be looking at, how you're going to stop us from having 120 penalties a game and those kinds of things happening to us. You might as well give them the ball on the 1 yard line 2 or 3 times and then go. So I'll listen to what you have to say.
I like you, and I appreciate your service, too. I see USMC. My brother, he was in the Marines for 20-plus years. My nephew was in the Marines, so my wife's family. So thank you for your service. But
we'll have to have him out for Marine Corps birthday.
Hey, I'll come on out. He's in Georgia right now. One's going to school at Texas A&M, my nephew. So appreciate it. But to answer your question, is the discipline is going to get taken care of itself. It started yesterday, you know, promptly at 7 p.m., with study hall at 7 a.m. for breakfast check. I believe a discipline comes along with accountability, okay? And we got to hold our players accountable and so on. It's and I talked about gratitude, excuse me, and just being grateful for being here, okay? Garden City is a great program, it's a great place, and it's a great institution. And by far, excuse me, the kids need to learn that. Do you have water?
Garden City Community College football has always been at the top. And now we're not. And I preach in the board meetings, my vision for Garden City Community College is to be the shining light at the top of the hill. We're not there in football right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we can be there. We've been there in the past. And I will tell you that I will be available to take you out to whatever coffee groups there are. Mm-hmm. Having been here for however many years, I know where they're at.
Okay.
And I'd be glad to take you out. But when you say you want to go, I want to take you. I'm not going to come to you and say, can you go tomorrow or whatever. I'll come back and say, oh, there's some days you can go.
Mm-hmm.
When I'll go back, Ryan, Colin, Mike, and Greg, one morning we got up, was out at 6 o'clock to a group of farmers. And I don't know, we spent well over an hour out there. I don't think Greg really enjoyed it because he had to get a photo. Anyway.
Brought back bad memories of the farm.
I will tell you, if you want me to get involved and take you out to places and introduce you, just tell me you want me to do that. I'll do it.
I'm going to be straight up honest.
Afterwards.
Okay, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I coach football for about 17, 18 hours a day. My wife is still in California. My grandbaby's still in California. So you're going to have me for the other 8 hours a day. So whenever you want to go, we can go.
Well, we'll have to work it into your schedule.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Going to be good food there?
Sir?
It's going to be good food there?
Well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, you like mountain oysters?
Like, don't count.
Yeah. I'm open to trying a lot. No, I've never tried mountain oysters, though.
Well, you will before you leave.
Yeah, no problem. I'm open to try. Put some little hot sauce on them or something.
I wish you well.
Appreciate you.
I want to see us back up.
And that's my job to get us there. And it's going to take some work, but me and my staff are up to it, and we'll get it done.
Any other questions? Sheets, go ahead.
Coach, what kind of offense are you going to run?
We're spread RPO. I'm a big tight end guy. I'm an O-line guy. I coach O-line. You know, I got a great O-line coach. You know, we hired a great coordinator that's going to be here next year, but I'm not a dummy either. We're going to run the ball to win. And so on. So if I can put three tight ends on the field, we'll put three tight ends on the field. We got to recruit three tight ends, but we'll get them in here. And so on. So, but yeah, I'm 11 personnel spread guy. I don't care who hears it. And we're going to shove the ball down your throat.
Defense,
we're going to stop the run. I'm four down guy. We'll mix it up, some different pressures. But, you know, I'm a true believer of fundamentals and teaching. So I don't want to get out of our character too much by just being happily blitzing and moving guys around too much. We have talent in the back row. You know, that's one thing that last 36 hours, we got some talent. So, you know, not only Garden City, but just the Jayhawk Conference in general has produced some of the best bigs, O-line and D-linemen, and of course, some of the best secondary in the country. So, you know, of course, I'm not opposed to put our dogs out there on that island to come match them up a little bit to pressure some guys. And that's what we're going to need to do. But, you know, firm believer in scheme is fun, and we can X and O's all day. But we got to have that winning type of mindset on the field. And so if we don't have it right now in the room, then I got to go out and get it. And so that's what we plan on doing the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Hutchison is already scared of it.
We're going up to Annie, though. That's for dang sure.
But they've already went around and hit me up for a question. Who's the coach over there? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out Tuesday afternoon.
We're going to be one of those. We're going to work in the silence. And then, you know, we'll just, come September. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Daryl.
Go ahead, Daryl.
You know, this question isn't directly to any one certain person, mm-hmm. but undisciplined football has been a real problem. And I'd like to know, Coach, how can you kind of give us a taste of how you're going to resolve that undisciplined football program that once existed here? Can you handle? Can you give us a little taste of that?
Yeah, it starts 5 a.m. in the morning. It's called something called Reminders right over here at the gym. And you guys are welcome to come on out and check it out.
You don't make no difference what time it is. I want to know how you're going to solve the problem.
Accountability. That's the thing about it. And consistency. Okay? And
Good answer.
And it's a lot on us as coaches, but the consistency changes things. Okay? But these kids have to be held accountable just like I have to be held accountable.
Everybody
in the room has to be held accountable. But I think by us holding these kids accountable, and so we have certain days that basically we're going to make sure that they're held accountable. And that's going to change the way of thinking, their mindset. But also, it's more than just, you know, getting after a kid. It's also talking about building relationships. And that's something that myself and my staff has started already. But there's a good group of guys. There's not a ton of them, but there's a good group of guys that came out to that meeting, sat in that room the other day. So if more we can build a relationship with the kids, then guess what? They're going to think twice about doing something that's like
the discipline. Respect you a little more.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Any other questions? Comments? Callie?
Good.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate you guys coming out. You know, it means a lot to me and my staff. I look forward to producing something on the field that you guys are going to be proud of, to have some pride in. But once again, thank you very much, because it's an honor and a privilege to be the next head football coach at Garden City Community College. Thank you.